Illini can dribble this one out. 92-45. The Illini snap back from the loss at UNLV in impressive fashion over Longwood University as Frazier will dribble it out near midcourt. Horn will sound. 92-45. The Illini over Longwood.
Game not much in doubt from early on in the first half as the Illini roll on this one to improve to 8-4 on the season. Next up, New Mexico State. How you doing, everybody? Scott Beatty alongside Tim Dittman. The Fasteners Etc. postgame show is next. We want to hear from you, but first we bring you our rapid reaction from Stocks Office Furniture and Cozad Asset Management. Tim, Illinois looked much improved. Of course, one of the ways to look much improved is to play a team like Longwood.
The team where if you look at their results this year, you maybe only recognize one team. And if you play those teams and go 3-6, you know it's probably going to be as close to a walk in the park as you can get. But Illinois did play very well tonight, obviously going with a smaller lineup with Kipper and LaRon out, and it worked very well. They ended up getting 34 points in the paint despite having two of their big guys out. And a lot of good hustle tonight, a lot of guys getting involved, and really this is what the doctor ordered after losing four out of their last five, some of those in heartbreaking fashion. And, you know, as I evaluate this team now, we're roughly a third of the way through the season. Obviously, there's going to be a step up in competition, you know, really starting Saturday, and it's not, there's really not going to be any more cupcakes on the schedule. And, you know, I think in those games, you know, Illinois will have a fighting chance. Whether they're an NCAA tournament team or not, I don't think they're quite there yet. But so far, I think this team has probably about performed to expectations.
A lot of good numbers on the stat sheet tonight. 27 offensive rebounds, 20 assists on 34 made baskets. The Illini shoot from the field just under 50%. And overall, a good night for the Illini as they get a little bit of a tune-up here before New Mexico State on Saturday and then Mizzou a week after that. We want to hear from you. Your calls are welcome on the PNC Bank phone line, your texts on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line. You can tweet at us as well, hashtag PNC Bank Illini. We get it going with you right after this.
Let's get it going, Ed.
The following program is an exclusive sports presentation of Newstalk 1400 and Light Rock 97.5, News Gazette Media Station.
Fighting Illini game day coverage continues on your flagship home for Fighting Illini Athletics. News Talk 1400, WDWS, and Light Rock 97.5, WHMS. Now, it's your turn on the Fasteners Etc. postgame show. Fasteners Etc. is your partner in inventory management. Call us on the PNC Bank phone line, 217-356-9397, or text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357. Now, the Fasteners Etc. postgame show with your hosts, Scott Beatty and Tim Dittman.
Smith out top to Lucas, five to shoot. Spin drive down the lane, instead in the corner to Finke. Desperation heave, and he throws it in from the left corner for three. Here come the Illini up 113-12. Smith out top, Lucas pushing left side. Frazier for three, got it. Trent Frazier with a three from the left corner.
Some early threes for Illinois as they roll in this one, 92-45. The victory for Illinois, improving to 8-4. The victim tonight, Longwood, the Lancers out of Farmville, Virginia. Illinois having no troubles with them. And from three-point range, Illinois pouring 11 three-pointers, 11-34 overall. Four of them for Aaron Jordan. He finishes with a team-high 22 points. Somebody on Twitter astutely pointed out Aaron Jordan's averaging 22 points a game when he starts.
Well, you know what? He obviously started out of necessity tonight, but quite frankly, I think he earned it. Brad Underwood has been very high on Aaron Jordan, talking about he's really been one of the locker room leaders as the team was going through their recent losing streak and their recent lump. He got the guys together, and I think I remember one post-game press conference. It might have been after Maryland, where he said something to the effect of, you know, this is unacceptable and it will be addressed among the players. And they did end up having a players-only meeting, and, you know, it seems to have galvanized them a little bit. So big thumbs up for Aaron Jordan.
Yeah, that was behind the right before the UNLV game. And, you know, as we look back at that UNLV game, they overall played pretty well for this team in its development. It still was 7 points too short against the UNLV running Rebs out there. Castle Heating and Cooling text line is 351-5357. Clark says, I don't know what number four's name is, but I was laughing the whole time he was in the game. Well, that's Matisse Facile. I wish I could have watched him in slow motion. Really like how Aaron Jordan and Trent Frazier played, but it's hard to tell with a pretty weak competitor. Regardless, it was nice to see a blowout win. Slick Rick and Clark from Williams Field. I do agree. It felt like it's been a long time since Illinois had a very easy win, and something that was kind of needed here is a little bit of a reprieve from what they've been through. Benny texts, hi, Scott and Tim. I'm relieved the Illini played great tonight, and I hope they saved a lot of their enthusiasm and their great play for New Mexico State. That is some of what's coming in here on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line. You can also tweet at us, hashtag PNC Bank Illini. Brian in Champaign says, good to see Finke have a solid game. However, it was against the number 351st RPI team. He's got to show up against the better teams if we are going to have any chance in the Big Ten. Yeah, I was thinking about that. He does have a propensity to have some really nice games against some of these non-conference opponents. And last year took a dip about this time against some teams and wasn't around as much in stat-wise in the early part of the Big Ten season last year, and then kind of came back towards the end. Would like to see this continue on, because obviously the Illini don't have a true five. They don't have a true center on this team. They need a guy like Michael Finke, who's being asked to do probably more than his natural position.
He's being asked to play a lot of positions, right?
Yeah, but when he's absent, this team can't afford a couple of guys to really be absent, and one of them is Michael Finke, and another one of them is Mark Allstorik. When they don't show up on the offensive production side, I think the team suffers too much. As opposed to one of the other guards, nobody would like to see them off, have an off night, but I think you have enough to cover that up if Mark Smith or Tijon Lucas or Trent Frazier, if one of those three aren't having as good of a night.
Well, and as far as Finke goes, and Brian, you know, raises a good point. Thank you for the text, Brian. I think a lot of it is going to depend on how other teams scout him and how other teams defend him. And he's obviously been a, you know, primetime player for the Illini for a couple of seasons now. So, you know, the secret has been out for a while. But you look at a game like tonight, and, you know, Longwood was giving him looks in long range and mid range and in the high post. And Michael Finke is a guy who says, hey, if you're going to give me those shots, I'm going to take them. And more often than not, he's going to make them. And he went 3-for-5 from three tonight. I thought his stroke was really good from mid to long range. So I don't know if tonight, like you said, Scott, was just a one-off. You can only hope it continues. If nothing else, it'll help Michael build confidence.
Let's see what's going on our Body and Soul scoreboard. Route 45, Curtis Road in Savoy is where you can find Mike Lindemann and his whole crew there. That'll help you with your running gear, your fitness gear, whatever you need. Tim Dittman, what's going on?
One other Big Ten game tonight. Wisconsin trailed at half, 38-34 to Western Kentucky, but they hang on to squeak by 81-80. Wisconsin now 5-7. On the season. In the top 25, one game in progress. Number 24, Texas Tech is closing this one out against Kennesaw State. It is 75-43 with 5 minutes left to go in that ball game. Number 1, Villanova remains unbeaten at 11-0. They beat Temple by 20, 87-67. Jalen Brunson, 31 points in that ball game for Villanova. And number 9, Texas A&M, no problem with Savannah State, 113-66. Scott?
Many thanks, Tim, and we'll check that scoreboard again as we go along. It's the Fasteners Etc. post-game show. Illinois beats Longwood, 92-45.
You're listening to the Fasteners Etc. post-game show. Join the conversation by calling us on the PNC Bank phone line, 217-356-9397. Or text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357.
Here's a pass underneath from Mickey to Eboigbede, who broke the press and he slams it in.
And a Now, one of the great things they always tell you, want to put a, be depressed, don't put the ball on the floor.
The seal looking inside his man, throws it behind him to Lucas with four, with three. Bang, hey! Kissed it up, no good. The seal with the left-handed tap in. Yeah. And those are his first points of the year.
How about that? Matisse Facile getting into the scorebook for the first time this year. First time as an orange and blue Fighting Illini.
Love it.
From Slovenia. That's the only Matisse Facile highlight we got. But there's a high upside to him. He needs to grow and build in strength and a little bit of a deer in the headlights you could see out
there. Yeah, well, a texter brought it up that, yeah, he was kind of implying that he did kind of have the deer in the headlights. And both him and Ebo played about three times as much as they would normally play. And again, part of that was out of necessity with two of the big guys out, Laron and Kipper. And Coach Underwood did say pregame that he was going to get more minutes for Ebo and Matisse. But, you know, I thought Ebo looked good, but I agree with you. I thought, you know, Matisse, there was room for maybe a little more polish there. But Brad Underwood is very high on both of those guys, not necessarily to push them into a starting role, but to develop them and make them contributors. So I think tonight was a first step, and luckily for them, it came in a game where they can maybe afford to make some mistakes.
Our Pekin insurance beyond the expected play now. It comes from the play of Aaron Jordan tonight.
Rebound, Matisse Facile. Gets it out to Aaron Jordan. Here is Trent Frazier. Back to Jordan. Open for three. That's a mistake. And he buries that one. They never found Aaron Jordan. He was the trailer. And it's 29-15 as Jordan nails a three. Here's a steal by Smith. Took it away from Jayshon Smith. To the basket, Mark Smith. For the layup, missed it. Rebound, Jordan. Put it up and in. Aaron Jordan with 12 on the putback.
Aaron Jordan providing our Pekin insurance beyond the expected play tonight. For beyond the expected coverage and service, contact an independent Pekin insurance agent today. Visit PekinInsurance.com. One thing I've appreciated about Aaron Jordan's play is it's been consistent. Mm-hmm. Because when he started out strong this year, it was a little bit of a surprise. And we talked about early on this show in the early ball games that he's a bit of a wild card and could have a renaissance, a renewal under this system and under Brad Underwood. He has certainly done that, and with some dips here and there, but for the most part, he's shot at a high level. He's playing at a high level. People are continuing to want to see him start. I personally don't want to see that because I just like that he is that weapon off the bench, and yep. He'll get plenty of minutes, whether he starts or not. And tonight, he had 23 minutes and a season-high 22 points. So good play there from Aaron Jordan. He's our Pekin insurance beyond the expected play. We've got more ahead. Fasteners, etc. post-game show.
Left wing to Lucas. Now out top to Smith. The Finke turns. Turnaround jumper. Good. From 15. Make the handoff. Turn around. His man left him. Turn around and knocked it down. 50-24. The Illini offense is rolling nicely now.
Yeah, they actually started out with their three-point shooting pretty poor, 2-9, and then they made four in a row. They finished 11-34. Not bad overall. I'd like to see that a few ticks higher, a few more made to get that percentage up. And this three-point shooting's been hot and cold, mostly cold this season, but a lot better today. And Illinois rolls over Longwood, 92-45. The Illini are now 8-4. New Mexico State is the opponent Saturday night at the United Center in Chicago, and then a week off for finals, and then it's the arch rivalry game in St. Louis against Mizzou, and that place will be rocking. I've heard it's sold out entirely, which is welcome because it hasn't been that way the last couple of years.
The atmosphere, I've been two out of the past 4 years or so, and compared to, you know, years past in the, you know, mid-2000s, it really has been lacking. So with all the extra storylines, yep, it's going to be a great game.
What will the Orange Crush be yelling at Jeremiah Tillman? What will the players be saying to Jeremiah Tillman if there's any trash talking?
Especially a guy like Trent Frazier, who, you know, is pretty positive. He's not known as a trash talker, but at the same time, he's been very loyal to this program, and I think even after Tillman decommitted, he put out a tweet something to the effect of, I know who my true brothers are now. So I'm sure everyone on that team remembers what happened.
Yeah, they'll be fired up. I
it'll probably be the most heated game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And there may be better Big Ten games to come, but that's a circle it on the calendar from the beginning when this whole Tillman thing broke. And I'm almost can hear it now. You know, we'll ask players next week. We'll talk to Underwood about the extra storylines, and they're going to say something to the effect of, that's not what we're focused on. We're just focused on the game and beating our opponent. We don't really care who the opponent is. And I'm not going to buy a word of it.
I think it's also maybe one of two or three games this year where they will sell beer at the games. So that always adds to the atmosphere.
Tim, why don't you add to the atmosphere?
I'll try.
With a Body and Soul scoreboard, Route 45, Curtis Road in Savoy is where Body and Soul is. And let's get an update.
NBA scores tonight in the fourth quarter. Raptors lead the Suns 101-94. In the third quarter, Rockets lead the Hornets 70-51. Chris Paul with 19 points so far with that game in progress. Finals tonight from the pros. Thunder beat the Pacers 100-95. Clippers over the Magic 106-95. Wizards beat the Grizzlies 93-87. Celtics 124, Nuggets 118. For Boston, Kyrie Irving has 33 points. Trailblazers beat the Heat 102-95. Myers Leonard did not play in that game. He was battling an illness. Bulls beat the Jazz 100-103. Bulls 7-20 now on the season. Pelicans over the Bucks 115-108. Scott?
Thanks much, Tim. It's News Talk 1400 WDWS Champaign-Urbana and Light Rock 97.5 WHMS Champaign-Urbana. Fasteners, etc. post-game show. Join us on the PNC Bank phone line, 356-9397. Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. Tweet at us, hashtag PNC Bank Illini.
It's the Fasteners Etc. postgame show on News Talk 1400 and Light Rock 97.5. Call us on the PNC Bank phone line, 217-356-9397. Or send a text to the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357.
We made some really, really nice defensive rotations tonight, which was we've spent a lot of time on, but we've really focused in on it for the last 2 days. And Trent Frazier got us started with a couple of steals. Then it became DeMonte. And, you know, when we get a couple other guys doing that, then we can become really, really good. And then I really challenged him. You know, we were minus, you know, Kipper and we were minus LaRon. Those are our two rebounding guys. I thought Tijon was tremendous, 7 rebounds tonight. And, you know, we picked up that slack. And then 27 offensive rebounds is a good number in any game. I'll take that.
Brad Underwood praising his team's effort tonight in a win over Longwood, 92-45, a non-conference win for the Illini. Doesn't do much for your RPI. Does add a tick, though, in the win column. 8-4 now for the Illini after that loss to UNLV. Scott Beatty here with Tim Dittman. Glad you're along. Our producer-engineer tonight is Evan Kahn. Let's get to our keys to the game in this one, brought to you by the Pella Window Store. For all your window and door needs, visit the Pella Window Store on Country Fair Drive or go to PellaofChampaign.com. Also brought to you by Hickory Point Bank. Tim, back in the pregame, I just wanted to see Illinois improve on the things that they struggled with in the last game, turnovers and fouling, and we saw a marked improvement. Yeah, the opponent's not as strong, but what else can you ask for them given what they had on the schedule tonight? I like that the turnover total for the Illini tonight, 11. I think a coach will take that any time.
Mm-hmm.
And the total personal fouls, just 13.
Down from 36 against UNLV. We forget that game happened?
Yeah, that's cutting that by down to a third of what you had before. That's progress.
I will add one other thing. Isaiah Walton, top player for Longwood, he averages around 19 points a ball game. Not only is he their leading scorer, but he is their most improved player as well. Just digging up some articles and reading about him before tonight's game, he's really improved his body language, his ball handling, and his shot selection as well, and he can really beat you from anywhere. Illinois shut him down tonight. He only had 4 points, so I will give Illinois credit there. And quick shout-out for Trent Frazier. We talked about hustle coming out of that break. I thought he exemplified that tonight, had a lot of good hustle plays, a lot of good decision-making. He had some stop-and-pops. When he saw he had an open shot, he took it. And 20 points tonight, which I believe is another career high for him this season. He already, obviously, you know, was a freshman. Your first one, you establish it, but now he's eclipsed it again. So 20 points in 26 minutes. Great job by Trent Frazier. He's kind of like a poor man's D. Brown. You know, I don't think he'll ever be the superstar that D. Brown was. But as far as heart and effort and energy and loyalty, I mean, he's got the complete package there.
And when his shots are falling, he's a real threat there offensively. At first, they weren't falling early in the year. He's starting to shoot really well. 3 of 8 from 3-point today, 7 of 15 overall. He made all his free throws as well and 4 assists. I agree with you there, Tim. Keys to the game brought to you by Pella Window Store. For all your window and door needs, visit the Pella Window Store. It's Country Fair Drive, or go to PellaOfChampagne.com. Also brought to you by Hickory Point Bank.
Overall, pretty pleased, and I thought we did some things better. And anytime that I go lay my head on a pillow and feel like we've got better, then it's been a good day.
Headline tomorrow in this one in your News Gazette sports page is "Shot in the Arm." As Illinois beats Longwood 92-45. Scott Beatty and Tim Dittman here with you as Illinois will look ahead next to New Mexico State, the Lou game. Some people are calling it the Lou Bowl. That's football.
I like that, though, the Lou Bowl. That's got a nice ring to it.
By the way, Lou Henson will be a guest on our airwaves tomorrow. I think he is scheduled to talk with Jim Turpin tomorrow morning on News Talk 1400 on the AM side. And Penny, for your thoughts. And then he is scheduled to be with us live on Sports Talk on the DWS side in the 5 o'clock hour at Scotty's Brew House in Champaign. So come on out. Greet Lou. He's in good spirits and good health. And really grateful he's going to spend a few minutes with us. It's kind of a nice victory lap, if you will. A deserved victory lap for Lou Henson. Getting to be at a game against two of his former teams, featuring two of his former teams with the teams that have his name on their court.
Right. Yeah, and you just look out in the crowd and look like a proud papa. You know, these are my figurative children. But no, in all seriousness, Lou's great. I mean, given all the health problems he's faced, he's continued to be a fighter and he's continued to be in good spirits and a beloved figure.
One thing with New Mexico State that I've not been able to figure out if it's a problem, every time I go to their schedule on their website, it shows back-to-back games against UTEP, I believe, University of Texas, El Paso. And I wonder why they would have scheduled consecutive games. You just don't ever see that. If anybody knows why that is, it almost made me stop and say, do they have a misprint in their schedule? But it's two different games, two different scores, two different box scores.
And two different locations, one in Las Cruces, one in El Paso. So
maybe they scheduled a home and home series or something, but Las Cruces and El Paso are not that far apart. I mean, I think there's less than an hour apart. They may be kind of part of the whole same metro area or something like that, but it's pretty part of the country, actually, if you've ever been out there. I've been to El Paso. It's kind of nice.
Maybe Lou knows the answer to that question.
Lou might know. I'll have to ask him. Jake says on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line 3515357, he says, happy that Aaron stayed atop the country for three-point percentage. Jake from Muhammad Air Jordan tonight, 2 of 3. So, yeah, you can only go up from there if you make two-thirds of your – I'm sorry, I misread that. 4 out of 8. He made 2 of 3 free throws. 4 out of 8. Still 50% in your 3 points is really good. We're back to wrap it up. Fasteners, etc. Postgame show as Illinois beats Longwood 92-45.
Ebo, who's in. Here's a pass out near midcourt. Knocked away by Frazier. Deflected to Allstore. What a slam! Trent Frazier triggered that, though. Boy, is he everywhere with that speed.
I told you, Coach Lovey might be calling.
All right, that'll do it for this edition of the Fasteners, Etc. postgame show. Illinois rolls over Longwood 92-45. Next up, it is New Mexico State Saturday night as our game day coverage begins at 5:30 here on both of these stations. Don't forget Illinois women's basketball earlier in the day on Newstalk 1400, 2 o'clock. They'll take on Austin Peay. Tim Dittman, final thoughts?
Again, a much-needed win for the Illini. This is exactly what the doctor ordered, and it doesn't. There's really no cupcakes left, even though we've got Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon, believe me, people are going to think I'm crazy, but that'll be tougher than it looks on paper. So Illinois is going to have to, you know, really step up and figure out what team they want to be for the rest of this season if they want to be in the NCAA tournament conversation at the end of the season. But at least for tonight, all good feelings.
Thanks so much, everybody, for listening and participating. And most of all, we thank you for just your loyalty in this show. Thanks to our sponsors as well. Evan Kahn behind the scenes. Chief engineer is Ed Bond. General manager is Mike Hale. Talk to you again after the game on Saturday night. Have a good rest of your week, everybody.
The preceding program was an exclusive sports presentation of Newstalk 1400 and Light Rock 97.5, News Gazette Media Station.